You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldberg.
This is the way I sort my clothes. This is the way I sort my clothes, so early wash day morning.
In the first pile go these grimy work shirts. And in the second pile go the streaky towels. And in the third pile go my rayon slips and fussy colored washables. But now what worries me is how to wash all three.
But lady, listen, your wash day worries are over, because here in my hand is a brand new kind of soap, and it's made to do all three kinds of wash.
What? A soap for everything?
Yes, it's Procter & Gamble's new Does, D-U-Z, and it does everything, from grimy work shirts and streaky towels to your prettiest rayon undies.
You mean I can use the same Does for those rayons and for those greasy work shirts, too?
Why, sure. Does gets those work shirts just as clean as you please. Yet this same Does really adds to the life of your rayons and fussy colored washables. Because with Does, their colors stay bright and pretty far longer. Longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Well, I guess everyone wants clothes to last as long as possible in wartime.
Then that's why you need Does.
But will it get my towels white?
You bet. You've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you. Your sheets and towels will come out sparkling. In fact, Does gets clothes far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But will I have to scrub hard?
Indeed not. And there's no boiling to do either. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Does. Just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for D-U-Z, Does, in that big red and white box. And remember,
Does is one soap for all your clothes, all your clothes, all your clothes. Does is one soap for all your clothes, for early wash day morning.
And now the Goldberg. When Mikey Bloom arrived in Lastonbury, Rosie Goldberg was overjoyed, and Sammy was relieved. For Sammy needs some help in handling a very delicate situation involving him and the young girl who was working in the house. There's something strange and puzzling in the way Emma works herself into every situation, the way she has won all sympathy for herself, the way she attracts and repels Sammy at the same time. Sammy doesn't know what to think about her. He doesn't know what to feel. Mikey's opinion is that Emma is poison, and Mikey is going to say it. Listen.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Mikey.
Where's Mrs. Goldberg?
She's outside, feeding the chickens.
Oh. Sammy up yet?
He's in the barn, I think. Didn't you see Rosie yet?
No.
You didn't ask for Rosie?
How long have you been here, Emma?
Not very long. Why?
You're like one of the family.
Who told you that?
Oh, I notice things fast.
You do?
Mm-hmm, I do.
What have you noticed?
That you're very pretty.
Well, tell that to Rosie. She's the one who is interested in compliments from you.
You tell everything you know, don't you? That's all right, Emma. So do I. And I know a lot of things, only I'm only going to tell them to you because Sammy's my best friend. See? Do you lie, Emma, because you're a liar or because you're...
Oh, thanks, Bobby. Oh, come back. Good morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Goldberg.
Good morning, Mikey, dear, my darling. Oh, yeah, my dear, you're taking care of my Mikey, huh? You know who Mikey is, Emma.
Mike is the son of my best friend, Mrs. Bloom. She used to live upstairs on top of me. Remember, darling, when I used to be with Mrs. Bloom?
I sure do.
Mikey was a baby in a carriage, and Sammy was in a baby carriage at the same time. Sometimes, Emma, darling, sometimes I mean it. Sometimes the carriages, I think, got mixed, and I don't know which is which, and I don't know which is my son.
And Sammy?
Sammy, I don't know. I don't know. Lately, Mikey, lately, I don't know. He's so contrary. Mikey, darling, speak to him, yeah? He's, I don't know, he's so cranky and so contrary, and I don't know. Emma, dear, you'll put napkins, huh? I'll take the eggs inside. You'll speak to Sammy, Mikey, huh? I don't know why his disposition got so indisposition. I don't know why.
Who told you I lied?
How did your hand feel, Emma, Mikey?
Oh, well, better, thanks.
Just
keep away from Sammy.
Sammy wouldn't like that.
Sergeant Mikey Bloom, dear. Can I scramble you? And just fresh eggs
for
the barn?
I'll wait. We'll all have breakfast together, huh, Miss Gilbert?
Have breakfast together?
Yeah.
Emma, dear, I think we'll have to put an extra board on the table. I think so.
Don't bother. I'll eat in the kitchen.
Mikey, what should I do with that girl? She only wants to
send
the
her
kitchen.
Home if she doesn't behave.
Send her home?
Mm-hmm.
Mikey. This is her home. This is her home until she finds a home all of her own. Huh, Emma, darling?
Yes.
So why are you crying? Emma. Excuse me, Mikey. Emma, for somebody to cry.
Oh, good morning, Rosie.
Good morning,
Mom. Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? Let me look at you.
In the kitchen.
And leave me all alone? Oh, no, you don't. Look, when are we going to be alone, Rosie? I have so much to tell you.
Well, tell me now.
The sky is putting on a show tonight. Wouldn't you rather wait for the right atmospheric effects?
Do you need stage effects to talk to me?
Oh, for something.
Well, then they can't be very important.
Oh, but what I have to say is, Rosie. Say, your eyes haven't changed color since I saw you.
Well, what made you think they would, Mikey?
I don't know. But when I'm not around near you, I keep being afraid you're going to change and be somebody else when I get back.
I won't.
Well, you better not. Because I've got my whole future mapped out with you in the center. You wouldn't change on me, would you, Rosie?
I won't, and unless you want me to.
I think you... Oh, gee, Rosie, how can I tell you what I want to say in the face of these cynical chairs and this clear morning light? I need moonlight, Rosie.
You want me to order a moon for tonight?
Look, let me order the moonlight. You just show up and be ready to listen.
Look, can't you just give me a little hint, Mikey? I mean, it isn't a secret, is it?
Of course it's a secret. I have to whisper it to you before I can start shouting it out to everybody else. You see, I've got plans, Rosie. I've got great decisions made. You always have that curl drooping over your cheek.
What curl?
This one.
Which one?
This one. This.
Rosie, you'll call Sammy, darling, and also Papa. And we'll all sit together on the table.
Yes,
wait,
darling.
Rosie.
Please. Mikey.
Emma, dear. Emma, let me take... I'll take that, dear. I'll take this portion of that. And you put the toast here, darling, Emma.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
And the butter. Oh, the butter.
I get it.
You get it? Call Papa Rosalind, call Sammy.
I will, Ma.
What did you say to Emma, Mikey, huh? She said you said something and that's why she cried. Oh, yeah, Emma, the coffee is piping, I think so, dear. Excuse me, my coffee is piping. Emma, I think the coffee is piping.
What'd you say to her, Mikey?
Nothing much. I just told her how pretty she was.
Tell her, darling.
All right, Ma, I'll take it.
Thank you, dear.
Hello?
Who?
Yes.
Did you wake Papa Rosalie?
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Papa, what's wonderful?
I will. Just a minute.
For me?
Uh-huh.
Who?
It's Mary Foote.
Oh, Mary Foote. I know really what you want, Mary Foote. Call Papa. Go call Papa. You go to Sammy's in the bar.
All right.
Hello, Mary. How are you this morning? Glorious, beautiful morning now. Uh-huh.
My tomatoes on the vine is ready, ready. How's your tomatoes? Huh? Wonderful, wonderful. So tell me, dear, what was decided? Yeah. Yeah, wonderful, I agree very well. Wonderful. Well, let me think a minute. Well, from our family will be, don't wake Uncle David, Rosalie. He don't feel so well. Just a minute, Mary. I'm figuring who
can I help?
For a hayride, Mikey. 1 minute. Mary, for the hayride, I think you should count at least from our family.
Well, who's going on the hayride?
Uncle David wouldn't go on a hayride, and I wouldn't go on a hayride. Rosalie, please, don't pa down from downstairs. Go upstairs and pa. Don't pa from downstairs, please. You'll wake Uncle David. Maybe Papa fell off asleep again. Let me see now, David. And not me, not. And Papa not to the head, right? Hello? Hello, Mary. I believe that only the young people in my family will go. So count, just a minute. Mikey, you'll go, huh? Oh,
sure, I love a hayride.
Figure. Rosalie, you're going to hayride?
Yes, Mom.
And family will also go. Hello? Hello, Mary. Make it four for the hayride.
Oh, who's the fourth?
All right, dear. All right. Bye. What did you say, Mikey?
I said, who's the fourth?
Well, I would like Emma to go. You mind, Mikey? Emma!
Wait, Mrs. Goldberg. Don't ask her.
Why, Mikey?
Yes?
Emma, dear, I was family?
Yeah?
Close the door. Family, there's a hayride, and I told Mary Foot that four would be coming from our family. Mikey and Rosie, and you take Emma, I thought, and...
I don't like hayrides.
I didn't ask to go. I know my place without being reminded. I'm a servant in the house, and I don't want to be anything else.
Humble, eyes averted, Emma stands there speaking, and of course we know, and Sammy knows, and Mikey knows, that Emma certainly does want to be something else in the Goldberg house. Just what her aim is, no one knows, but it obviously isn't that of a kitchen maid. Don't look now, but are you still using a halfway soap for your dishes? You are if it's a tough granulated soap because it's short on kindness to your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, it holds back on speed. Well, if you've been struggling with such halfway soaps, then here's welcome news. New Does is here to bring you a new idea in dishwashing. Yes, Does is that wonderful new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And it really has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. That's where Does is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. It's so much kinder to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully smooth and soft your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how new and different Does is. Try it today. Does. Try it today. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.